Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by the future as we are. Today, we're going to talk about the future of lying. I don't know what about you and what about your country. I can just talk about the inland flights of Germany, but those are quite senseless and unuseful as it comes to the matter of ecological footprint, or quite unuseful when it comes to the prices and to the times you have to spend. Most of the time the airport is far outside of the city, so you gotta just drive outside for an hour when the city is quite crowded to pick up the plane, and then it takes you another 45 or 60 minutes to get into the plane, and then it gets like 15 hours to take off, you know what I mean. And this can be solved, this problem, by several companies that are currently developing the plane of the future, actually, I'd say. And I want to present two of them to you today. One of them you will surely know. The other one is quite unknown in my opinion, but also very developed already. So let yourself surprise and let's start. So the first one I want to talk about is the Lilium Jet, and this is a company that has been started by several students actually of the Technical University of Munich. And as this is quite near to where I live, I already have written them if we could do a podcast episode together. So you guys might wish me luck so that they come on the show in the next weeks. I will update you if this is the case. So let's talk about the jet. It is some short facts in an overview. They have a 300 kilometer range, a 300 kilometer per hour speed. They are all electric, so they commute without emissions and noise pollution. And they are on demand, so you can just take a phone and click on a button to order a air taxi, and they are very low noise. This has also been said within the electric session. The engine is electric, so you got not a disturbing noise. And the main technology behind all of that is the vertical takeoff and landing. And they say this is a technology that will change travel forever. That is how they express themselves in the first sentence on their web page. So that means quite much to them, the vertical takeoff and landing technology. So you can just imagine a plane not driving very fast on a plane lane in order to being able to take off, but flying vertically in the air without any fire, how you know it from rockets that also take off vertically, but with an electric engine. And this makes it possible to drive directly into cities, or to fly directly into the cities with your plane, as there are no plane lanes required. And you can just look for a like nearby playing pad, not playing lane, but playing pad, and directly drive to the playing pad. This could be directly next to Central Park or something like that. And you could just drive there and yeah, take off directly, not spending time on landing or starting and something like that. Yeah, you will be able to avoid time consuming traffic jams by driving with the Lilium Jet, as it avoids any crowded traffic that could cause any problems within dense cities. You know, the situation when it is like 5-6 p.m. and everyone finishes work and there are like jams everywhere in the city. You could just skip that by driving however to a nearby Lilium Pad and coming outside of the city. So the main point in the mission there is just that you will be the travel between working place in this city and living like, I don't know, 100 kilometers up to 100 kilometers, 150 kilometers outside the city will be a lot easier, a lot. And this is also like very fortunately, if you want to meet someone quickly, or you just have a meeting, you need to go there quickly, like you want to meet someone inside the city but you are currently outside of the city, you know, these situations, and you are reflecting, oh no, I don't want to like drive for, I don't know, 1 hour or more just to go eaten with somebody. And this would be solved by traveling with the Lilium Jet. Exactly. So there's a network of landing pads, and the jets allow you to quickly reserve a jet in the appropriate time. And they are working actively with leading mobility service providers to deliver a seamless user experience from booking through to landing. So this is the aspect with the smartphone. You could just like press a button and the Lilium Jet will be there. And they also make a comparison with the city of San Francisco in California. So they calculated that for 12 kilometers from the like city main point to a more out located point, if the distance is 12 kilometers, you need 15 minutes to go for these 12 kilometers. So you cannot even drive 60 kilometers per hour, which is quite heavy, if you wanna like escape as fast as you can from the city's density. But you could take the Lilium chain and the Lilium Jet, and there you would get 70 kilometers far within 15 minutes. So the same amount of time you have, but the jet increases your potential radius within this time by a factor of 5 and more. This is quite good, I'd say. And Lilium also declares some positive impacts that it hopes to have, a social and environmental impact, and they For example, we reduce travel times by a factor of 5, I've already said, so people can live countryside, still work in city. But there are also apartments in city that will increase in affordability. So there will be the economic dynamical reaction to the whole point of like easier way of living on the countryside and living in the city. And therefore the apartments will decrease in price. Lilium will also reduce the need for a car, of course, and there are virtually zero infrastructure investments like roads or bridges or lanes, as I've already mentioned. Lilium will only provide the requirements and invest the early phase to push distribution, and so that the starting of the project is a bit smoother. And yeah, they have zero operational environmental impact. They are 100% emission free. Of course, you have to consider the material that is needed for the jets, but you do not have a really different situation with other means of transport so far. So there is no plan of paper, I'd say. And then there is a timeline. They have published a timeline, so what they want to reach when and what they have already reached. And in 2013, the whole thing started, and the founder and CEO, Daniel Weigland, had the idea. And 2 years later, in 2015, there was the first test flight, but with a jet of half of the size. So there was a prototype that took flight. In 2017, so again 2 years later, there was a flight in original size, so with a full-scale prototype. In 2019, so this year, they plan the first fully functional jet to fly. And in 2025, so a little bit very long-term planning, they say that this will be a established mean of transport, so you can just order book a Lilium jet, so the on-demand air transport is becoming a reality. And just to talk a little bit further about the technology, there is the vertical takeoff and landing I've already mentioned, and the quadcopters, the tilt rotors and the tilt wings are well-known concepts, and they did not want to accept the compromises inherent to these configurations. So they wanted to change the technology from bottom to top. And the quadcopters excel with their simplicity but highly inefficient in cruise the flight, so the transition aircraft can fly 3 times faster and 10 times further with an equally sized battery, but the system complexity is usually much higher. And they set a goal, defining a transition aircraft concept with better performance and safety, noise, speed and range, and payload than existing concepts, while cutting complexity to 1/3. So this was like this was the mission behind everything: simplify the whole system. And they challenged physical limitations, mechanical complexity and energy loss, and they came up with something new and unique, and they could reduce by this low noise They could increase simplicity and high speed, as well as emission free traveling, and they lowered by far operating costs. And if you want to find out more, I have, as always, put the link and the other link of the upcoming flying mean of transport you could fly with in the show notes. And the second one goes a little bit faster, as this is, in my opinion, a bit further away. It is the British automotive and aerospace giant Rolls-Royce that wants to create the fastest and best electrifying flight mean of transport within the next year. And the comic says that it expects a high performance electric plane to be able to reach speeds of at least 480 kilometers per hour. So this could be a very serious competitor to Lilium. It collaborates with the British motor company Yaesa. If I have pronounced this right, it would be wondering. It is an aerospace technology institute, and they collaborate with the British motor company Yaesa, the aerospace technology institute, and the aviation startup Electroflight. And if successful, the flight speed would put the electric aircraft in the record books as the fastest electric plane ever, beating hands down the current record holder for electric plane flight. And this was set by Siemens Motor. And the project is dubbed AXEL, so acceleration of the electrification of flight. And Matthew Parr, AXEL's project manager, says on the Rolls-Royce website that the speed will be possible thanks to a state-of-the-art electrical system and the most powerful battery ever built for flight. So they have a quite great vision about that. And in 2019, actually, we will see the AXEL team test the aircraft, monitoring the system using big data to get detailed insights. And Per said also in a statement that in the year ahead, we're going to demonstrate its abilities in demanding test environments before going for gold in 2020 from a landing strip on the Welsh coastline. Though they mention a landing strip, there is no vertical takeoff and landing possibility there. And they are gaining know-how, he says, to not only pioneer in the field of electric-powered zero-emissions aviation, but to lead it. At this point, our confidence is sky-high. This is a quite well-fitting metaphor in this context. So I'll conclude my informational part of today with this statement, as it is really fitting. I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. As I've already mentioned within the main part, I have put all the links in the show notes, so you could just research for yourself or type these two models in Google. Just type in the Lilium Jet or Rolls-Royce Electric Flying Jet. It doesn't have a name, does it? If you find out a name, just write down in the comments. I found this to be a very exciting one of the three different ways of public transport. So I'd rather fly than go by train or bus. I don't know how about you, but
Yeah, this is a bit cooler and a bit more futuristic, actually, with the vertical, especially with the vertical takeoff and landing. Yeah, possibility of Lilium Jet. You have to watch this video that is, well, contributed on, I don't know, YouTube, or also provided on YouTube, but also on their website. So just search for it. And I wish you guys a very nice day. And yeah, we'll hear each other tomorrow with the conclusion of the, well, future of human public transportation.